Once there was a boy and a tree, and the tree loved the little boy, because every day he'd run to her and gather her leaves and swing on her branches, eat her apples, and take a nap under her shade. And he too loved the tree very much, and the tree was happy.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 25th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American poet Shel Silverstein, born in Chicago in 1930. He is best known for his children's books, including The Giving Tree and Where the Sidewalk Ends. Also an established musician and composer, he turned out such hit tunes as A Boy Named Sue, popularized by Johnny Cash, and Loretta Lynn's One's on the Way. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1950 and served in Korea and Japan, becoming a cartoonist for Stars and Stripes magazine. After his stint in the Army, he began drawing cartoons for several popular magazines. He also began publishing his own books of cartoons, beginning with Take 10 in 1955 and Grab Your Socks in 1956. In 1959, he branched out into music, recording his first album, Harry Jazz, a record containing several standards and a couple of original songs. He would go on to produce more than a dozen albums over the course of his diverse career. In 1963, he met Ursula Nordstrom, a book editor, and she convinced him to begin writing material for children, which he did on short notice. Uncle Shelby's story of Lefkadio, the lion who shot back, would be the first, appearing that same year. The next year, he wrote two, A Giraffe and a Half and The Giving Tree, which would go on to become his most popular work. Besides being wildly successful, The Giving Tree is one of the most discussed children's books of all time. Featuring a boy and a tree, the plot centers on both characters growing up and the boy having less and less time for the tree, but more and more need for what the tree can give him. Eventually, the tree allows itself to be chopped down to make lumber for a boat so the boy can go sailing. Years later, the boy returns as an old man, and the tree says, "I'm sorry, boy, but I've nothing left to give you." The boy says, "I don't need much now, just a quiet place to sit and rest." The tree says, "Well, an old stump is a good place to sit and rest. Come on, sit down." The boy sits, making the tree happy to serve him once again. The book is both sad and ambiguous in intent, and for these reasons it was initially rejected by publishers who thought its themes resided somewhere between those meant for adults and those intended for children. Regardless of the message, The Giving Tree has been translated into more than 30 languages and is continually named to lists of the best children's books of all time. Shel Silverstein passed away on May 10, 1999, from a heart attack in Key West, Florida. He was 68. Here's his message to children in a nutshell in this little poetic masterpiece, From Where the Sidewalk Ends. Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never-haves. Then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 25th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.